And welcome to Totally Hilarious Chaos with Princess. It's really lonely here this week in the studio. Just me and Gemma. And of course, she's being a pain in my ass like always. I really wanted to get an episode in before the end of the year. So I kind of just wanted to hop on and explain kind of what has been going on and why I have been gone and why you guys have not heard anything out of Totally Hilarious Chaos. So, I found out in August that, after like rushing my dad to the emergency room that he had stage 4 lung cancer. The very next day he was shipped to Ann Arbor and we found out there that he had a mass on his lung and had already broken vertebrae in his back. And then he had a hairline fracture in his hip and one in his femur. So I kind of just went ghost completely and had to take care of my dad. He came home on the 3rd of September, I believe, is when he came home from Ann Arbor. And I moved right in with him and I took care of him. I helped, my crew and I, we did a poker run for him before he passed away. It was really nice. He passed away 8 days after the poker run on my birthday. So I've really struggled through this whole thing with my pops. And one thing that he always wanted me to do was to, you know, to keep following my dreams, even without him being here. So, he used to tell me all the time, Princess, the show must go on. No matter what, the show must go on. So, I'm really going to try to get back into recording a little bit more here and there. I have recorded a little bit of on some live streams, so I will be uploading that into this episode. I also will have a couple little special segments. I have a segment that I'm going to upload that my dad wanted his music played on my last episode of the year. So I have a song that my dad wrote and played on his Omnicord that will be played somewhere in here. So watch for that. And, you know, I really want to say through this whole process how thankful I am for all of my fans and my listeners that have kept encouraging me to record, and for all the kind words and the prayers and the thoughts for me and my family through this whole process. It's not been easy, that's for sure. I've fallen to pieces many times, but I've had people come up to me, just strangers, and be like, you know, I think you're the strongest person I know, Princess. Like, nobody could have handled this situation better than you have, and we're absolutely proud of you. So, this has really showed me how strong I am and that I feel like I'm unbreakable and I can do anything that I set my mind to. So, as my pops would say, the show must still go on.
Put your lighters in the air. If you smoke weed like you don't care, I'm addicted to the herb. It's a dangerous love affair, a natural plant that's from the ground. Some smoke ganja by the pound. I'm gonna ask this question now. Who's gonna smoke some weed tonight? Who's gonna smoke some weed tonight?
So, is a hot dog a sandwich?
Oh, man. Okay, the buzz connected.
Okay, but wait a minute. I see your point on that. However, they call submarines sandwiches. So they call sub sandwiches, and that bun is connected. Okay, so tonight at dinner, we had this conversation. My son looked at me and was like, hey, Mom, is a hot dog a sandwich? And I was like, yeah. And he said, what makes it a sandwich? Because it's in bread? It's in, like, bread? And I was like, yeah. Well, does that mean a pizza is a sandwich? And I'm like,
no.
No, it's pizza. It's in its own category.
Right. I mean, by definition, I mean, I get it because it's meat between bread, so therefore it's a sandwich. But then is a burger a sandwich?
Yeah. It's under the sandwiches on a restaurant menu.
Okay, so there's some, so we got that. But when you go to a restaurant that serves hot dogs, they're on their own individual menu separate from the sandwiches and burgers.
Okay, so is a brat a hot dog too, or is it a sandwich?
Is a brat even considered like, is it like a hot dog? I don't even know if it's even, it's not the same thing.
And welcome to Totally Hilarious Cast with Princess, special guest co-host JoJo.
Hello.
I knew I was totally good. That was totally going to be a good argument there for a minute. I was like, Nugget, you're a fucking amazing. You give me my opener for tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you to think about that for a while. This is going to be a head scratcher for a minute because that's like one of those paradox questions right there. It is.
Yep. So, my dogs this week, they are little fucking outlaws. Okay, so you know how they say that your animals act like their owners? These little fuckers got out yesterday. I was carrying groceries in. They ran out. And I just let them go. I yelled for them a couple times. I figured they'd come back. Well, it took them about 30 minutes before they came back. And an hour and a half goes by. I'm sitting at the kitchen table smoking a joint. Thought my friend pulled in. I hopped up. Went running out. Opened up my door. Had a joint in my hand. Let me remind you, I had a joint in my hand. There stood the county cop. Yep. Them little motherfuckers went next door and was causing havoc with the neighbor dog. Got the fucking cops called on them. I was like, you little fuckers. Now, let me remind you, I am in Michigan. I am in a legal state. So there was nothing the officer could do about me answering my door with a joint in my hand. However, it was just that shock of, oh my God.
At any other point in time.
Right. Why did it take an hour and a half for one, for him to get out here? And two, oh my God. Like, I was stoned as fuck. He's asking me all these questions, and I'm answering them. And he was like, well, you seem to be pretty cool, calm, and collective. I said, if you were to hear 45 minutes ago, I wouldn't have been like this.
Hey.
Thank God.
At all.
Thank God I was stoned. I was like, you little fuckers, you little outlaws, going and getting the fucking cops called on me.
Looking around, getting the cops called. What the shit is this?
So, I have a tickle. I have some questions to ask, some stoner getting to know you questions. Are you ready for these?
Let's go.
Okay. How old were you the first time you got high? Like, the first time you smoked weed?
The first time I smoked weed, I was 17.
Okay. What was the first thing you smoked out of?
The first thing I ever smoked was a joint.
Okay. Did you get high?
I got high as shit, yeah.
I don't know if I got high the first time I smoked or if I just got, like, the mad-ass munchies.
I know I got high because when I literally got up to walk the first time, and I mean, I've had it happen a few other times since then, but the literal feeling of borderline levitation. Like, you literally feel like there's a small little cushion of air between your feet and the ground.
Yep.
That's an undeniable feeling. And that's exactly what it was. Exactly.
What's your favorite way to smoke?
My favorite way to smoke, honestly, because I did it for so long, even though I've steered away from it now, I used to love smoking blunt. It was just my thing. I'm a Southern boy by nature. I was born and raised in Arkansas. We came up during the era where those things were prevalent, and you saw them everywhere, and everybody was doing it, so it just became something that I did. Now, as I became to evolve and be older and more experienced in my marijuana connoisseurship, I try to find other ways. Like, now my favorite way to really do it is a little hemp wrap. I still like the feel, but I don't. I just eliminated the tobacco.
Right.
But lately, I do like bongs. I don't own one now because I had issues with the place I lived at before, and I lost my bong. But I'm gonna get another. I work.
I love my bongs too. You know, that is probably my favorite way to smoke is out of my bong. Because, man, you can take...
From my bowl.
Yeah, you can take one big-ass bong rip and be good for a while.
Good while.
So, do you prefer indica, sativa, hybrid? What's your preference?
It depends on situation. I mean... If I'm trying to get something that's trying to help me to kind of unwind from the day and kind of relax, you know, I want something that's a little more high end. If I'm going to go out and do something, I want to kind of keep something that's going to keep me focused and keep me a little high energy, and, you know, that way, then I want to go a little more higher to the sativa side. Or hybrids. Hybrids have a tendency to do the same thing. So, kind of just varies, but I kind of like them all, really.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of the same way. I try to stay away from straight sativas because even though they pep me up, they make my anxiety go really high. So if I get a hybrid with a sativa dominance, it's not as bad. I've noticed.
But you kind of rein it in better when it's hybrid sativa dominant. Kind of rein it in, but
yeah.
And when it's just all out sativa, when it's all out, sometimes all out sativa, sometimes it can tend to be overwhelming, depending on the situation.
Yep. What's your favorite strain?
Man, I've always liked Granddaddy Perk. It's been an old go-to. Blue Dream is another one.
Oh yes, I love Blue Dream.
And if I had to do a top three, it'd be those two, and probably to cap it off, honestly, Pineapple Express, too. I had to put that in there.
Yeah, Yes, that's a total old school one. That is a good.
It's definitely, but it's still so good though.
Mm-hmm.
It's still so fucking good. Some of the old ones, they're not the same thing they used to be anymore. But when you can really find some real true ass Pineapple Express, man, this shit is very reminiscent.
What's your favorite thing to do when you're high?
Oh, man. That is a good damn question, because my thing is, I'm a spontaneous person. So my thing is, I'm a type of, they're so steady at the wall and see what sticks type of guy. So, some of the best things I've done in my life is that I've done because I got high before it happened.
Like, okay, I kind of understand that. I'm kind of like that, too. Let's get high, and then let's figure out what we're going to do.
Right. That's the way I am. Like, that's usually how I start most situations anyway. So, let's do this.
That's how I start my day. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
What's your favorite, where's your favorite place to smoke?
Any place they let me.
I like to be outside. I like to be out in nature. Like, if I need one of them days where, you know, I just kind of need to completely clear my mind, my favorite place to go smoke is by the lake. You know, somewhere outside in nature where...
Okay, I see what you're saying now. Yeah, I kind of answered that broadly. I kind of see what you're saying, yeah. I mean, like a park setting, maybe, you know? Maybe a setting, you know, like one of those canopies.
Yeah.
Where it's just, like, you, maybe, like, in, like, an atrium kind of form where it's, like, wrapped around with trees and something where you can just... I could see something kind of like that. That would be a real, like, ideal... Sure.
I keep on saying I need to, like, build my own utopia in my backyard, you know, where my neighbors can't see me, and it's all, like, so that way...
I think everybody should take that into consideration. Create your own version of paradise, that you have a place that you can go to get away from,
like,
crazy.
Yeah, your zen place. Like, that's where you go to find your zen. Yep.
I mean, whenever you go to a therapist or something, they send you to find your happy place.
Yep.
Some people don't always have that place just readily available.
This is true.
You might have to make that shit.
Yep. Who is your famous or your favorite famous stoner?
Hands down,
Snoop Dogg, hands down. Mine's Seth Rogen. I love Seth Rogen. Absolutely love Seth Rogen.
I absolutely want to smoke with that guy before I die. Like, absolutely.
With Snoop Dogg? He's on my stoner bucket list. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
What's your favorite munchies?
Rice Krispie Treats.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I would eat an entire box in a sitting if you don't stop. Bad. I mean, bad.
What's the most unusual thing you've smoked out of? Besides a pop can. He's having to think about this.
It's not weird. It's kind of weird, but it's not weird. Okay. It was a pipe. But it was shaped like a woman. Her foot, one of her feet led to where you smoke from. The carburetor was between her legs. And she held on to the bowl. The bowl was connected, and it looked like she was holding the bowl. But you put the finger hold the carburetor.
That is great. That is great. Okay, so these are just some simple ones. Beer or wine?
For me, you said 5 years ago beer, but now it's wine.
Okay. Pepsi or Coke?
Coke.
Supreme or all meat?
All meat.
Land or sea?
I'm a land person.
Favorite color?
Red.
Favorite position?
Doggy.
I already know this one. Do you lick the booty? We all about to get up in here.
Oh my God, yeah. Oh my God, yeah. I'm actually deficient on that now. I need to actually get it from pretty soon.
And do you
anybody have, wants to let me know?
Do you have do you have a stoner bucket list?
Yeah, I do.
You know, I was looking at mine right when I was getting ready to get on here, and I've realized I have crossed a lot off of my stoner bucket list, and I never even realized it. Like, Black Friday, we smoked a cone that had a whole ounce in it. That was one thing on my bucket list, was to smoke a whole ounce blunt, I put it. But you want to know what? That cone was just as good.
Yeah, I bet it was. Okay, but I definitely have a sort of bucket list. And I have actually stressed off half of it. Here's the thing. I made it really, really early. I made it when I was like 20.
Yeah.
So a lot of my things, at the time, they seemed like they were insane, crazy things to fucking do. But then when it got to the instance where I actually was doing them, now I look back and I'm like, I put that on there as a talent? I could do that again right the fuck now.
My stoner bucket list was made when I was 17. And I really don't have that much on here. So, the first one was become a master grower. Okay, I haven't become a master grower. However, I've grown. I have never failed a drug test. That's one of them on there. Smoke with your parents. Okay, so I smoked with my dad. Of course, my dad was a big pothead.
Yeah.
Smoke in international waters. I've never done that. Not yet. I hope to go over to Canada and smoke some Canada weed with Jay.
That would be absolutely.
The one thing that I don't think I'll ever end up doing on here is go to Amsterdam.
Believe it or not, that's crazy, because that's on mine too.
Is it? I think that's probably on a lot of stoner bucket lists, going to Amsterdam.
That's on a lot of people's stoner bucket. I like mine about smoking with Snoop. I'm pretty sure that's on everybody, a lot of stoner.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I have that on here. Get high with Willie, Chong, Snoop, and Seth. We added Seth to it.
With me, I actually added Wiz Khalifa on mine. Just people that kind of declared themselves. If you have a weed strain named after you, then I want to smoke.
Right, I agree with that. Yeah, let's see what that's all about.
Wiz Khalifa has his own, so I want to smoke a Wiz Khalifa with Wiz Khalifa. I mean, I'm pretty sure Snoop got about 10 or 12 named after him, so he had to pick.
Right. Totally agree with that. All right, let's take a break.
I totally agree with that. Him and Joe Rogan, too. Both of them. I would smoke with both of them.
You know, okay, so, yeah, the more that I've watched I would smoke with Joe Rogan too. Yep, I totally agree with that.
I would at least smoke with him. He's not the funniest, but I could smoke with him.
Do you know who Doug Benson is?
That sounds really familiar to me.
He's got a YouTube channel. It's called Getting High with Doug. He's had a lot of famous people on his YouTube.
Oh, yeah, I know, dude. Yeah.
Josh Blue.
He's been on Star Boys and all that shit.
Oh, yeah. I love Josh Blue. Is that his name, Josh Blue? He's the one. He's a comedian.
Yeah, the one that's kind of.
Oh, man, I love him. I would love to smoke with him.
Oh, yeah.
That would be fucking off the chain.
Him just now, but fuck yeah, I would smoke with him, too. But, yeah, when I looked him up, I'm like, hell yeah, Doug Benson, yeah, I remember him. He's from, I saw him on there on an episode of Credit Card Boy.
Yes. Like, he's not as famous as, like, you know, Snoop or something like that. But man, I'd love to smoke with Doug.
Yeah. I would do.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot of catch, man. I mean, I don't, the names don't occur to me, but the reason that the names don't occur to me is because I'm a stoner. A lot of things that I want to think about don't occur to me like they should.
I do that all the time. Somebody can be like, somebody will say the actress's real name, and I will have no idea who they're talking about. But then they'll be like, oh, you know, the girl on such and such movie. And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I know who that is. But God damn it, I don't know her by her real name. That's like... With me, barely anybody knows my real name. Everybody knows me as Princess or as Steph. Very, very, very few know my real name. I like it that way.
My name is just simple as shit ever, so it is what it is. I just make the best out of a okay situation. Everybody tries to make my name more than it is, but I'm like, no, it literally is just Joe.
Right.
No, it's Joe, right? No. I will show you my birth certificate. It has literally been just Joe since day one. Never.
You know, my dad was the same way. So everybody kept on calling him Daniel, and he's like, no, that's not my name. It's Danny. Like, that's what's on my birth certificate. Don't make it anymore.
Right. Don't add to it. Don't take away from it. That's exactly what I want it to be.
Right, exactly. All right, let's take a short break.
I hate it.
The devil packed a bong with a little Acapulco gold, and resin flew from his fingertips as he fired up his bowl. He filled that chamber all the way, and he took a mighty hit. And as they passed it back and forth, it gave them both a coughing fit. Damn.
All right, so I was laying here thinking, and I'm all about body positivity and how you should be comfortable in your own skin and love who you are. And I really think, like, I want to find somebody to do a boudoir shoot for me. Like, just put together a couple cute little outfits and have some pictures taken. Like, I don't, not for, like, anybody, but, like, for me, you know, like, if I'm having a bad day, I can just look at them and, you know, it, like, perk me up. Because I'm always that girl, like, that is there for everybody else. When somebody's having a bad day, you know, I'm that girl that you can always send a picture to and I can uplift you and be like, oh my God, you're so beautiful. Gemma, quit being a shithead. How's come every time I go to record, my dogs are like, being assholes every time. Every time Mom records, My Lord. You just always got to be the center of the show, don't you? She's like, yes, Mom, I do. Anyways, I'm always that girl that... Oh, Gemma, now you're on my mic. Lord have fucking mercy. Ah, as bad as two-year-olds, you guys. Anyways, I'm always that girl that you can, like, always count on to tell you that you're beautiful and that builds you up. But, like, I don't know. I just feel like I need some gorgeous pictures of myself. So, I mean, if anybody listening to this does pictures and would be interested in doing a shoot, I am so ready. Like, well, actually, I have to get a couple outfits together, but yeah, I want to do this. I'm game. So game. So if you're listening to this and you take pictures, get a hold of me. I want to get some done. Did you know that it takes the same amount of pressure to bite all the way through a carrot as it would to bite somebody's finger off? If you guys could see the look on his face right now, like, what the fuck?
Wow.
That's...
I honestly thought that the bone was stronger than that. But...
I seen that on Pinterest.
Now that you think about it, now that you mention it, yeah, it's just all a matter of, physics.
Yeah. So the amount of pressure that you use to bite through a carrot, so probably not like, you know, a baby carrot,
but
probably like a regular size carrot, the amount of pressure that you use to bite through that, you could bite somebody's finger off.
With the knowledge I have just received, all my enemies need to watch out. You pissed me off. Nah, man, I'll start taking out individual things.
So, did you see about the riot that broke out in Colorado over the week?
I was not able to really plug into that because I worked all weekend.
Okay.
So I worked sleep, so I really didn't do a whole lot.
Okay, so it happened in Boulder at the college there in Colorado. And what it was a party, all right, of like 1,000+ people. And they were pissed off because their governor had lengthened their mask mandate. So they had to keep on wearing their mask. Because there's like 4 states now that have pulled their mask mandate. Like, you don't have to wear a mask no more and blah, 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 blah. So Colorado thought that it was going to happen there. Like, they weren't going to have to wear a mask anymore. So they got together. They had this massive party. We're flipping cars over because they were pissed off they still had to wear a mask. Like, they had to bring in SWAT and, like, break this riot up. Craziness. Just absolutely fucking craziness.
I understand not liking wearing masks. I get it. I don't like wearing masks. But the levels of shit that these people go to.
Right, like, what is it gonna solve? It's not gonna make that governor be like, oh, they're rioting. What? Oh, now you don't have to wear masks no more. No, it's not proving any point. All it did was get your retarded asses locked up.
Now you got you on your criminal record because you wanted to throw a fit over a face covering.
Yep. Not just that. But the dean of admissions is now saying, if you go to college there, you're automatically expelled. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Because there's, like, they're taking, like, footage off Facebook. using face recognition.
So they don't buy all of
them. Yes, they will, just like they did, you know, with the whole thing at DC. Yeah, they will find them all. They will be in some serious
you
ass
will
shit.
Be found. Every single one of y'all, they're going to track your ass down.
Yeah, I really hope that your 2-year-old temper tantrum that you just threw was worth getting kicked out of school and going to jail for.
Real. Seriously. Like, this is exactly what's going to happen. That is the pandemic just going down. I had nothing with it. And that's the thing, man. People been throwing the biggest fist over the smallest shit.
Right. Like, what is it going to solve?
That's the biggest shit to worry about.
I say it's because nowadays parents are raising a bunch of snowflake pansies that think that they have to have everything given to them and they deserve a gold star for wiping their ass.
Everybody, these motherfuckers nowadays were born in the era of the participation trophy.
Yes.
Like, you motherfuckers, please get the fuck away from me.
Right, you're not in fucking kindergarten. You don't need a participation trophy.
Yeah. I don't think they need them in kindergarten.
No.
If you didn't win, you got second place. I mean, don't just have, just don't shoot down a kid's confidence. I mean, right. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is, get them to realize that it is okay for them not to come in first all the time.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's perfectly fine to come in second, third. If you finish and you don't play, it's perfectly fine if that's what you were able to do to put in your best effort. But to just sit there and give everybody a big ass trophy just because they were in the shit, I kind of frown on that. I'm from that era though.
Yeah, me too. I'm old school too. I don't believe in, oh, you got in trouble, I'm going to reward you, and then we're going to have a talk about it. Fuck no. You got in trouble, your ass is fucking grounded. No electronics, and don't you fucking even think about coming out that bedroom, except for if you got to piss or eat.
Shit. Ask me shit, I'm going to knock your ass out.
Bam. Right. The fuck?
That's how my 8-year-old is now. I said, I told his mom, I said, Daddy's starting to get a little older. I'm going to start coming around and stuff a little more because I see a little soft streak in it. We're going to have to, work that shit out.
You know, it's funny. So,
you hear a little bit of it, but not all of it.
A long time, well, and I guess it was probably like 5 years ago. They never got called on me. However, my kids were at a place and CPS was called and blah, 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 blah. So they had to come to my house to talk to my kids because my kids were there. And, you know, they went through the whole list of questions. And, of course, I couldn't be in the room with them. So after their questions, the CPS worker comes back out and she's laughing. I said, what are you laughing about? She said, you know, I've never had a kid answer a question like this. She said, but I said to your oldest daughter, does your mom spank you? And she said, no, but I wish she would because her punishments are way worse than spankings.
Wow. That is the greatest answer I've heard in my life. That is the greatest freaking answer I've ever heard in my damn life. I almost want to stand up and give a standing ovation for that answer. That shit is... Yes.
She said, you're doing something right if your punishments are worse than spankings.
I swear to God.
That kid wanted her butt spanked. Not your punishments. I said, well, you know, sometimes they can be kind of rough.
Damn.
Yeah, I said, I'm not raising pussies.
No, not me. No way. I was in the Marine Corps, so my son knows how to... He's had to put his back to the wall with his legs at a 90-degree angle. Yeah. You can do this. You're okay.
Oh, listen, I had to split and stack
it's
wood.
It's okay. It's just laying. It's okay. Lay down.
Yep. I had to split and stack wood. And so now, that's what I make my kids do, too. They get in trouble. Get your ass out there. There's a whole load of wood that's got to be stacked. And you want to know what the bitch is? When the guys bring it, they'll stack it for me. I always tell them, nope. One of them little assholes is going to get in trouble, and they're going to have to come out here and stack wood. And they're like, okay, yep, they'll do it for me. But I'm like, no, no, no. That's a kid's job. One of them will be doing it. What's the weirdest thing you've seen in somebody else's house? Like, what's the weirdest thing you've came across?
Okay, this is when I was really young. Like, I was, like, young, like, maybe, like, 21, 22. I walked through a friend of mine's house, and I bumped into their sex room.
What the fuck? Like, wait a minute. Like, the red room on 50 Shades of Grey? Like, that kind of sex room?
Borderline between it. I want to say it's closer to, okay, as you watch next Friday. When he goes to Uncle Elroy's house, Uncle Elroy has the freak room. It's a lot like it's more like that one. Man had the flying shit with the dildos and shit in it, like the nigga. Yeah.
Dang.
It's more like that.
Dang.
And I'm like, man, Uncle Freak. I was like, oh, damn. You really use that shit? Like, corrupted at a young age, like, mind totally freaking blown.
That's great. Okay, so if you could scale any animal up to the size of a horse, what would it be? Yep.
So it had to be smaller than a horse, and I had to make it the size of a horse.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I wish I could remember. I know I've asked this question before, and I wish I could remember my answer before. But I have a really good one now that I thought about it.
Oh, that's a good one, though.
You know, I think I would upscale a butterfly.
That would be pretty neat. I mean, it would fly off with you, but that would be okay at first. Yeah. I was thinking maybe...
He's putting some deep thought into this.
Maybe a chicken.
But wouldn't that be an ostrich? You know, aren't ostriches like big?
Different proportions.
Okay.
Because ostriches don't have no meat on their legs.
Oh, okay.
Chicken has, like, yeah.
Okay. All right.
That'd be a killer. That'd be a kick-ass drumstick, though.
Oh, my
you
God.
You can eat that drumstick for a week.
No shit.
Eating just the drumstick for a week.
You couldn't even put that chicken on a hog roaster and roast it.
No, absolutely not. You would have to have this shit made to cook that bitch. You would have that shit fabricated.
Can you imagine upscaling a pig to a horse's size?
Yeah, man, that's a massive ham.
Yeah, no shit.
I would love that bacon, though. Oh, my God. I would love that bacon.
Who do you really know that reminds you of a character on a TV show or a movie?
There's this guy at my job that, and this is no lie, you remember Bobby from King of the Hill?
Yeah.
that looks exactly like the animation of Bobby from King of the Hill. But if you like age progressive.
Oh, man. That's great.
I mean, it literally looks like it. And I'm like, wow. I'm like, matter of fact, that's how I fuck with him. I come in some nights and I'm like, God damn it, Bobby! I see him in the supervisor's office. He talks to the supervisor about something he did. I stick my head in. That boy ain't right. Fuck out.
What's the most ridiculous fact that you know?
Did penguins have knees?
They have knees?
They do.
Huh. You know what I thought you was going to say? I thought you was going to say that you found out tonight what the fear of penises were.
I actually knew what it was. I kind of associated it beforehand, but then when I saw it, I'm like, oh, shit. I actually was close to because I thought it was going to be phallus. Oh, shit. But it was just phallus. Instead of adding any of the other part on it.
Isn't it funny how they come up with the names for these phobias that don't even, like, you would think it would be like, I don't know, erectophobia or something like that, where you'd be afraid of the erect penis.
Yeah.
Or, you know, right. Not something off the wall like that.
It's from a Greek word, because the Greek word for penis was phallo.
Oh, okay.
So they derive a lot of those names from like Greek and Latin names instead of from trying to up to date shit. So they use like old, like dead languages. A lot of cases pick the words they use to name the shit after.
Yeah, it's crazy. I remember we've done a lot of episodes on kinks and fetishes. So, some of the names that they come up with fetishes are just crazy. I'm like, don't even ask me. I ain't even going to try to pronounce that, but...
Yeah, it's hard to keep up. I tried to keep up for a while, but after a certain point, what the fuck did you say? I mean, it ever been that? Oh, wow. Woo! I can't count on it. You're not going to explain it to me again. I'm not going to learn that.
Right, yeah, exactly.
I'm not gonna be able to hold on to that.
What's the funniest joke that you know by heart?
Okay, it's like a long story joke, so it's gonna take a minute. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Now, this woman, elderly woman, she's sitting here, She's sitting in court. She's sitting in the stand. She's already been sworn in and everything. The lawyer's getting up to ask her questions and everything. She's like, ma'am, need to ask you to describe the events that happened to you on the evening of April the 1st. She's like, okay. I was just chilling, sitting outside my house, minding my business, rocking back and forth in my fourth swing. This young man came up, sat next to me, put his hand on my leg. So he said, well, did you tell him to stop? I said, no. So he said, well, why? I said, well, you know, Captain's good. I didn't mind it. Fair enough, man. So what else happened? Well, he had his hand on my leg, and then, you know, he put his hand on my breast. So he said, well, did you tell him to stop? I said, no. Well, he said, well, why? Well, like I said, I kind of like the attention. I haven't had nobody paying attention to me like that since my George died. Fair enough, man. Then, you know, what happened next? Well, he put his hand on my leg, put his hand on my breast, and then he kissed me on my neck. Or he said, would he tell him to stop? He said, no. up on my porch swing, ran off my porch, said, ha ha, April Fool, so I shot the little fucker.
That'd teach you to get Granny all hot and bothered and walk away.
If people don't catch that, because I said it first, that describes the events of April the 1st. It's April Fool's Day.
Oh, my favorite joke that I tell.
Kind of appropriate.
Yeah. My favorite joke that I tell everybody is, what did Cinderella say when she got to the ball? Yeah, you don't expect that to come from me. At all.
Yes and no.
So, I really think on Netflix there should be a category that's just labeled stoned. I fucking,
yeah.
Okay, I will get stoned as fuck and then go in to watch TV and I will be like, man, I will just sit there for like an hour just scrolling through Netflix. Like, there should be a category, yeah, that's stoned.
I'm so glad it's not just me. People have been messaging me and shit and they'll be like, oh, I've been up for an hour watching TV. They're like, oh, what you watching? I'm not watching anything yet. I've been scanning through this shit for an hour. It's literally what I've been doing. I have not picked a damn thing to watch yet. I have literally been like, oh, I kind of want to watch it, but I don't really want to watch this.
Okay. Yep. I'm the same way. There should really be a category that's just labeled stoned. Put all all our favorite stoner movies in there.
Could be. And here's the funny thing. As a screensaver for it, it don't have to be anything in particular because we're not even paying attention to the TV at first.
Right. Yeah, we're just looking for the category.
It don't have to be nothing. It could be just random, whatever shit, just flickering across the screen because we're not looking at the TV for the first 15, 20 minutes that we're looking for something to watch.
Nope.
We're not even looking at TV.
Nope. Nope.
I don't even look at it. And all of a sudden I look up and I'm like, oh.
That's what I
know what I'm going to do tonight. I'm going to watch that. I haven't watched it Coming to America yet.
Oh. That's on my watch list too.
I haven't watched it yet. I wanted to watch it because I knew I wasn't going to go to sleep on it because I don't work tonight.
Right. Yeah. I agree with that. I want to watch that too, but here's the thing. I can't watch it when I go to bed. Because usually, as soon as I lay down and I find that comfy spot, I'm out. Yep.
Here's the thing. I learned this. This is the thing. You can't, anything that you want to do, you can't do it in bed. You have to, if you have like a couch or a chair, you have to do it from the chair or the couch. If you want to do it all the way through, if you do it in bed, you're going to go fucking sleep.
Yep. See, and I used to be the exact opposite. I literally used to do almost everything in my bed, okay? But now that I got this new sleep number, as soon as I fucking lay down, bro, I'm out. Like, fucking out.
Yeah.
At least for, you know, 2 or 3 hours, but out. Out.
Yeah, man.
What's the best type of cheese?
My personal favorite is either mild cheddar or Colby.
I'd be loving the extra sharp.
The extra sharp is good, but I just like that mild. That mild just got enough of that. I'll fuck around and eat a whole block of that mild cheddar. I can moderate myself on that sharp. I bag and eat some of that, and then I just put this shit away. I will max out a whole half pound block of that damn mile, though. That shit, I just cut that shit up in little slivers and mash it and max this shit out.
You know, that's one of my stoner go-tos is cheese and crackers and salami. Like, I'll get fucked up.
Stoner snackers that you'll see. Like, my apex is this fresh Christmas tree. Everything under that, like, I have grapes in there that I'm finna absolutely fucking annihilate. Apple, the little mini oranges.
Yes!
Like that. Nut mixes, like the pecan, walnut, raisin mixes.
Yep.
I love that shit when I love that shit.
I'd be loving some Special K with red berries. Like, I think almost every night before I go to bed, I eat a bowl of Special K with red berries. Like, I don't like sugary cereals.
I'm weird. My favorite cereal is Corn Pop. But I'm lactose intolerant, so I don't drink milk. So I just eat it, like, directly. Like, I'll pour it in a bowl and eat it like popcorn.
My kids do the same thing.
Literally.
Yep.
If nobody else is going to eat it, I will go straight out the box. I'll just... straight like this. You think I mean sunflower seeds and corn pops.
Right?
I had to cut back on sunflower seeds, man. Them motherfuckers fucking my tongue up.
Sunflower seeds?
I can't stop.
They're addicting.
Once I start, I can't stop.
My brother is that way with peanuts, man. Like, he's always got a handful in his pocket. And he'll be.
My tongue will physically be. I'll keep going. I still will. It physically hurts. I'm still going. I guess that's why I do ghetto. Because even when my tongue hurts, I still.
And for those of you that don't know what getta means, it's gotta eat that ass.
Gotta eat that
ass. What items could you buy that would make a cashier the most uncomfortable? Kind of thinking a thing of bananas, some lube, duct tape, and an extension cord.
Oh, okay. Okay. I got a whole little set now. A whole little set. Damn it. Okay. Duct tape, two hammers, a ski mask,
Oh, Jesus.
And I still got the condom. I'm pretty sure they're uncomfortable as shit right now. And I'm gonna tell you what makes the most uncomfortable out of everything. The fucking ski mask.
The ski mask, yep. Yep. The ski mask. I totally agree with that. So,
if you want to go with creepy, ski mask. I always go with ski mask.
You want to know what? You know what's weird? Is I now feel more uncomfortable now that we have to wear these masks. Like, every time I put my mask on, I feel like I'm getting ready to go rob a bank or something. I'm going to go rob the store walking into it. Like,
I'm going to run up in this bitch and take this motherfucker.
Right. Right. My question is, if something is to happen, like, I was attacked coming out of a store, and that person had a mask on, would they be able to identify that person?
How can I identify?
Yeah.
My thing is, I want to just look up, like, statistics and see maybe if at first they when the mask mandate came out, if maybe robberies went up.
I wonder if it did. Because once I put a hat on and a mask on, you don't know who I am.
You get it. Here's the thing. Somebody said it messed up. But I'm going to say it the way they said it, then I'm going to say it the way I mean it. They said that, all women look good with a mask on. Now, I'm going to say it how I mean it. I know what they were saying, but I'm going to say it how I mean it. Eyes and forehead don't a face make.
Right.
A lot of people have eyes that look very fucking similar. I've seen 5-6 people in the run of a day that if I was only giving the account of this part of their body, they probably could all be the same.
Right, yeah. I totally agree with that. I can walk by somebody that I've known for 20 years and not realize it's them because they got a fucking mask on.
I walked past somebody that I've known for like 8 years. Once this mandate came, they walked by me. And they recognize me, but I mean...
Right.
I live in Wisconsin. I'm a black man.
Right, yeah.
Most black people in Michigan, Wisconsin, most of them play for the Packers. Yeah, I'm just... baby. But I don't meet many. And so it kind of surprises me sometimes because I'm like, yeah, man. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you do recognize me. You probably know about 4 of me.
Right.
So it's not hard for you to... Oh, that's Joe, yeah. Thank you. At least you remember my name.
You know, I could be in the drive-thru at McDonald's 2 hours away, and somebody go, "Oh my God, it's Princess!" So, true story, we were in Detroit, which is about 2.5-3 hours from my house. In the drive-thru at a fucking McDonald's, I'm just wanting to get something to fucking drink and get back on the road. And this bitch is like, "Oh my God." Like, she had just seen fucking Pamela Anderson or something. "It's Princess. Oh my God, I've watched your live streams. Oh my God." Like,
It's crazy, man, but believe it or not, man, to some people, we hold a degree in... People like us that scream and shit, we hold a degree of celebrity status to them. We're like...
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It is.
You especially, because you've been doing it longer than me.
Yeah, you want to know what? This Saturday, March 13th, will be 2 years. 2 years.
2 damn years, man. That is sweet.
Yep. I'm not going to hit that 2 milli before my 2 years, but... I did hit 1.7 this week, thanks to JoJo.
Hey, I got my 100K yesterday. I got over 100K.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, that's not bad for me. Because I've only been saving this time for like 2 months. I've already gained 100K.
Yeah, you're doing really amazing. Really amazing. He said to me tonight. He said to me tonight, Princess, you were the first person to fave me. I went all the way back in my favorites. You were the first one to favorite me.
Yep. When I created the JoJo Daddy account that I got now, you were the first person to favorite me.
That's crazy. That's crazy. So, for all of you that don't know who JoJo is. JoJo is a regular that comes into my live streams. He's been coming into my live streams for a long time. Probably a year and a half, probably. Something like that.
Around there, a little more than that. But yep. At least that.
Yep. And he live streams, too. So.
Yeah, I do. I just started a couple of months ago, really getting into the flow of doing my own live stream. A lot of smoke streams, I listen to music, jam out, do requests, random stuff. I'm pretty much game for a lot of stuff right now because I'm just out here just enjoying the ride with it. So.
Right, he's a newbie. He's loving it. Some days I'm like, ugh, is it work day? Like, oh, I got a live stream. Some days I'm like that. Not always, but.
Well, the way I am, it kind of works with that because if somebody comes in my stream and they want to start talking shit, we can talk shit. I have absolutely no problem talking shit. I can oblige you if you want to do that. If you want to come in and have a stimulating and intellectual conversation, we can absolutely do that. If you want to come in and have an all-the-hell-out roast session, we can do that, too. It's either way, whatever way people want to go. I've had all types of... I have all-out sports talk.
Yeah.
Shit, when people come in and talk about sports, shit, the whole thing.
Yeah, we talk about a little bit of everything. Except for politics and religion.
Yeah, I really don't do politics much. I'm not a political person. I didn't vote, so that whole little fact kind of rubs some people the wrong way. I don't give a fuck. It does, but I'm just saying that it does. But I also am not one of those that's out there complaining about what's wrong in this either, because I feel if you don't vote, you shouldn't complain.
Right.
So I shut my fucking mouth about it.
Right.
And religion, I am not a religious person. People really don't like my view on that either. So, yeah, I tend to veer away from that too.
Yeah, I keep my thoughts to myself because I feel like when, you know, you talk politics or religion, you either lose friends or you gain them. And I would just, you know,
yeah,
rather
a
not
lot of
lose
times
them.
The friends you gain, you don't care to gain.
Right. Yep.
Because I learned during the time when I had to do it, because when I was younger, it was kind of force-fed to me, religion was.
Yep.
So that's where my exposure to it was, because it was kind of, oh, yeah, come on, my mama, God rest her soul, she was a devout Christian, so she went to church all the time. So, and when I say all the time, I mean all the time. Monday was choir practice. She put me in the youth choir, and youth choir practice was on Tuesday night. Wednesday was the Wednesday service. Thursday was a missionary meeting. Friday was a male chorus with my daddy, Lord rest his soul. He was in that. So that was when that was. Then Saturday they would usually have the county mass choir meet. So the county mass choir would meet. And they would meet every other month at our church. So we would go there for that. So I literally was there
every
all
day.
The time.
Right.
So when I turned 18, I graduated and I didn't have to anymore. I said, you know what? I am good on that.
Right. I know where my heart is,
let
and that's all that
just
matters.
Breathe.
Yep.
Let me just breathe. I don't want nobody trying to pound nothing into my head, trying to make me understand shit. Let me just chill.
Yeah. I get that. Totally get that. Well. I totally appreciate you being on the show this week.
Do you have any,
like... Yeah, thank you, Evan, for the invite.
Do you have any last words?
Smoke weed every day.
All right, guys. Until next time, don't be an asshole. Hi, so as many of you found out at the beginning of this week's episode, my dad passed away from cancer, and on his deathbed, he talked about his exit podcast and how he wanted to be featured on one of my podcasts. So not only am I dedicating this week's episode to my dad, I am also ending this week's episode with the very last song he ever played on his Omnicord. Thank you all for your continued support. Much love, good vibes, and dirty thoughts.